So welcome to the class. If you are listening to this, that means you've signed up, you're in the class, and I've sort of sent you an introductory email. And this is a little short introduction and kind of what to do first. Because the first thing people say is, you know, where do I start? What do I do first? I mean, there's actually a lot of content, and sort of content overload is a common frustration. You know, there's all these companies, there's all these ideas. You know, how do you take all this apart? How do you start taking first steps? And that's what this is about. So if you look at the sort of graphic I sent you, it's got four levels. The first one on the left is labeled first steps in yellow. Then it goes to level two, level three, level four. And for those of you who do any sort of martial arts, you might have noticed that the colors match the belt levels. That's not an accident. I like to do sort of martial arts stuff, even though I'm terrible at it. And it's about step-by-step progress. You go from one level to the next. So we're starting out in first steps. And I've made this short and simple, not overwhelming. Let's just do a couple things. We'll call that first steps. You'll get a sense of momentum, of progress, and hopefully that will encourage you to keep going. And then, you know, things do get a little more complicated as you move up the steps. But first steps, relatively straightforward. There's only four things to do in first steps. Number one, you're doing it right now. Listen to this little introduction. So, bam, you're already, number one, you've already can check that off. If you're listening to this, you're done with that. Number two on the list is to start some sort of journal. Now, there's a couple ways to do this. You know, I keep pushing people, students, execs, and myself, to be honest, to make progress over time, you really have to have a method that adds up, a method that enables you to do progress. Like if you go to the gym every day and you just lift some weights and you do that and, you know, it takes a lot of willpower, and then you look back after a couple months and it's like, I don't really feel like I've gotten any better. You know, there's a lot of frustration in that. It's not enough just to show up and do it. You got to have kind of a system such that if you do certain things every time that you go to the gym, then you look back a month or two later, you're like, hey, I'm in pretty good shape. That feels pretty good. So it, you know, it's showing up, plus you got to have a little bit of a system. Now, my system is kind of two things. Number one, which is not your problem, it's my problem, is you have to be active. I'm going to push you in every podcast to be active. Don't just to sort of kick back and listen, but to actually try and make a decision, to put yourself in the moment. I'm the executive of this company. I'm working for Giant Bicycles. I'm working for Zara. I'm working for Budweiser. Alibaba did this. What do we have to do in response? Is this a problem for us? So, you know, put yourself in the sort of shoes of an executive. What do I got to, and force yourself to make a decision. Once you put yourself in the active mindset, that's the stuff that you really learn from. Not the sitting back in your car listening to me drone on and on. That might be interesting, but it's very passive. You got to go active. You got to lift the weights. You got to try and speak French or whatever you're trying to learn. And you've got to try and make a decision as an executive. Have to go active. So that's sort of rule number one for making progress. And I will push you on that. That's kind of my job. The other aspect is to have a journal or to have something where you're recording the knowledge over time. I find that I can remember certain things in my head. Oh, that's interesting. Now I understood a little bit more about Alibaba. I understand a little bit more about switching costs, network effects, digital platforms. I can retain a lot of that in my head, but at a certain point it becomes too complicated. And I don't have all the details at my fingertips, and I got to start to write it down. It's the same way, like, if you're learning a language, you start to keep a vocabulary list. You know, you can learn 50, 100 words on your own, but if you're talking 2,000 words, you got to write those down. You got to have flashcards. You got to have a journal. If you're a chef, you got to have a recipe book. You know, if any of these things, you got to start to record your knowledge and then add to it over time such that your knowledge level expands in a level of detail far beyond what you can just remember. That becomes like your secret recipe book and your secret spell book and your secret vocabulary list that you go to. And people who invest and do decisions for, you know, a long time have very well thought out playbooks that they have developed, and it can take years. I literally have been working on playbooks on these companies and ideas for 8 years. I mean, they're hundreds and hundreds of pages of my notes. Now, I keep checklists. That's kind of my thing. I have lists of questions I ask myself, and I have lists of them. And I'm always adding to them. I'm always fine-tuning. I'm always adding subtleties I didn't see the first time around. Now, there's a couple ways you can do this, but that's kind of step number two for first steps is you got to come up with a journal or a source book or a recipe book or something where you're recording your knowledge over time and you add to it all the time. The way I do it, I like to do things with pen and paper. I have sort of blank sheets of paper. And as I'm listening to someone talk on a podcast or I'm reading something, I will scribble down important ideas. Oh, that's important. I didn't think about that. And I'll scribble it down. Or I'll tap it into my iPhone in the notes section. And then what I will generally do is I will screen grab those pages or I'll take a photo of my written notes and I will upload them to a folder about Alibaba or about switching costs or about network effects. And I will sort of start keeping files of notes. And then over time, I will every now and then, every month or so, I will go back and rewrite them. And I actually have a PowerPoint file. I have like 6 PowerPoint files with a good 100 pages of questions that I have slowly added to over the years. And that's kind of my secret little book that I never show anybody. But I'm going to tell you my questions because you're in my class, but nobody else. So find some way to record your knowledge. And the easiest way to do this, just first steps. As you're listening to a podcast, if an idea strikes you as important, like if a little buzzer goes off in your brain, wow, that's important. And that's a big idea. Pause the podcast, go over to your notes, tap in 3 to 4 bullet points on your notes, on your phone. And then maybe at the end of the lecture, screen grab that, put it in a file. That's an easy way to start. Over time, I would encourage you to put these in PowerPoint files or Word documents to slowly build it up over time because it's going to get complicated and you need the ability to sort of edit. Okay, so that's step number two for first steps. Decide right now, where are you going to record your insights that are valuable to you and your business? Could be the notes on your phone, could be a piece of paper, whatever makes sense for you. I do both of those and then I keep them in a file on my Dropbox account, basically. Okay, so that's step number two. Step number three, go to learning goal number 12. Now, there's a link there for learning goals. If you go to the first steps learning goals, you will see number 3 on there is learning goal 12. And that's basically a podcast about TikTok and audience builders. And this is, you know, you're going to capture a couple types of knowledge. You're going to learn about TikTok. So it's a company, very important. You got to understand the companies. And then it's paired with a big idea, which we call audience builder platforms. So you'll notice I do this a lot. For every big idea, I try to pair it with a company. So you can kind of remember the company. Okay, if I want to understand an audience builder as a platform, that's a concept idea. I just remember TikTok. And you'll see I do this a lot. Learn about a company, learn about a concept, and I tie them together. So learning goal 12, do that one. And then when you're done with that one, go to learning goal 15, which is about DD Chuxing, ride sharing like Uber. And we've paired that with the idea of switching costs. And that's pretty much it for first steps. That's level, you know, that's the first level of this. Do those 4 things. That might take you some time, might take you a couple weeks. I generally don't try and learn too many new ideas too quickly because I find it takes time for me to sort of settle in my brain. I generally go over them 2 or 3 times before I move on because repetition matters. The first time it's a little bit fuzzy, it's a little unclear if I listen to it and then I forget it. A week later, if you ask me what it is, I don't remember. And so I hit it again and I hit it again and I will keep hitting these ideas for you. So if you just keep listening, bam, 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 I'll keep repeating. So that's kind of first steps. One is listen to this podcast, which you've just done. Start a journal or some way of recording your knowledge over time. Do learning goal 12, which is TikTok, Douyin, and audience builders. And do learning goal 15, which is DD and switching costs. And then number 5 is just listen to the weekly podcast. And a lot of that will be too much. You'll feel maybe a sense of content overload. That's okay. You know, just keep sort of listening every week. And as time goes on, those weekly articles and lessons will start to make more and more sense to you as you build up your toolkit. And that's pretty much it for a first step. So try that and see how you do. Probably give yourself 2 weeks to do that. And then if you feel comfortable, move on to level two, which is already posted, and there'll be a separate introductory podcast to that. If you don't feel comfortable doing that, repeat the first steps. Just do them again. I read the same stuff over and over and over. You know, it's better to have these first two or three ideas really locked down by repeating them than to be sort of shallow over 5 to 10 ideas. You know, nail the first two and then move on from there and see how you feel. And that's it. That's first step. So get going. It's hopefully an easy first approach, and welcome to the class.